Just coming off Malin Head, and what a stage she did, because we were wondering with John Armstrong and Shane Byrne dropping time due to a differential problem and the stage before service, what they would do in the first one of the loop. And they just blew everybody out of the water. The Fermanagh and Donegal partnership done a time of 7 minutes, 18.1 seconds, and that was some 5 seconds quicker than anybody else in the field. John Armstrong really laying down the hammer the second time round at Malin Head. He does, of course, sit 30 seconds behind Callum Devine in the overall standings, but he's looking to crawl that time back and get as much of it as he can back now over the next three stages. And he's definitely started off this loop in a very, very strong footing, taking 5 seconds out of that 30 with the quickest time on the stage. A blistering pace and bone-dry conditions for very, very quick rallying and driving by John Armstrong and Brookless man Shane Byrne on the notes in that M Sport Ford Fiesta. So they had the fastest time. Callum Devine, the second quickest time, the rally leader, with Noel O'Sullivan on board in the Skoda Fabia, 7 minutes, 23.5. The third fastest time in the Hyundai, Hayden Padden and Dave Moynihan, the double ERC champion, 7:23.7, just 0.2 of a second slower than Devine. Fourth fastest, William Creighton, and we have Liam O'Regan sitting on board. Creighton, a lot happier at the start of the second up. He was pleased with that run, 7:24.3. And then Marion Evans, 7:25.4. As for Hayden Padden, by the way, he made some changes to the Hyundai at service, and he seems to be a lot more content in the car as well. That was the top five quickest times. John Armstrong, as you know, was the fastest. But Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, the defending champions, on course for three in a row. They continue to lead this event. It's now out to 9 seconds ahead of Marion Evans and Jared Conway in the Toyota GR Yaris. William Creighton and Liam Regan in the second Yaris round off the top three, a further 2.2 adrift and 11.2 down on the leader Devine. Hayden Padden and David Moynihan starting to make up a bit of ground, fourth overall. They sit 1.7 adrift off Creighton and 12.9 behind Callum Devine. And as I look at the times, Hayden actually lost a small bit there to Creighton and dropped the place in the standings, going from third to fourth. Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, picked up a position, and it was Josh Moffat who dropped the position to fifth. Andy Hayes called in the notes there. The 2022 champions in the Hyundai are now 4.9 adrift off Padden and just shy of 18 seconds adrift off the leader. So the rest of the top 10, David Kelly and Arthur Cairns in that polo, a bit of a mix up with the times earlier, but they are sixth overall, 4.7 adrift off Moffat. John Armstrong and Shane Byrne, they have picked up two places and go from ninth to seventh, and they sit 2.1 adrift off Kelly and are now 24.6 behind the leader Devine. Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh, 8th overall in the Skoda, and they lead Michael Boyle and Dermot McCafferty in a similar car in the battle for 8th, and they're currently separated by 6.2 seconds, with Kevin Eaves and Chris Milley wrap up the top 10, and they are now just over 49 seconds behind the leader Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, who carry a 9-second lead into special stage 5. It's the second run up and down Mamore Gap. Once again, big crowds expected there for that stage as this enthralling battle continues in the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally.